Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I am your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Doma Priya, founder of Birds in Law. Now, ever since the coronavirus lockdown has taken place, there have been a lot of changes in the way business is done. The legal profession is one of them. And there are also a few changes that have happened over the coronavirus lockdown as far as the skill set is concerned. Let us hear from Roma to understand how the changes have happened. Hello, Roma. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Saraswati. Thank you for having me.
So first of all, as far as the whole skill gap is concerned, has the coronavirus outbreak led to the need to develop new skills as far as technology is concerned?
Yeah, so I would say that, you know, I think it's not about just building new skills, it's about adapting with the times. So if we speak about our firm, we practice corporate law. And prior to COVID and the lockdown, many of our meetings were in person. Negotiations many times happened in person. And all of that had to be completely moved online. In fact, since March 15th, we've been working remotely with our team. We've never done that before. So we had to quickly adapt to keeping the same efficiency, productivity, and service quality while moving online without any physical interaction with the client. Thankfully, in the internet age, it has not been so tough. So people have used Zoom, Google Hangouts, video interactions, and we have seen that the productivity and efficiency has pretty much been maintained, and so has been the service quality. So it has been a much easier move for firms that focus on corporate law, because agreements and conversations can be managed very easily with a laptop and a phone and a good internet connection. But I would think that for lawyers who practice and actually appear in court, it has been an absolute change in how they were used to working and how they are working now, and has also resulted in there are so many lawyers who have 20, 30 years of experience, and they've been presenting matters physically in court and arguing in court, and suddenly now court is online, all the e-filing processes have moved online, and I believe that the courts have done a very good job with that and streamlined something which will be here to stay even after COVID is over. But I think it takes a lot of getting used to present a matter in court, especially given many times the stakes are high, and being in person with the judges. Typically, I think if you ask any litigation lawyer, will tell you it makes a huge difference as compared to arguing through an online portal. So I think all the litigation firms have been facing challenges with regard to, and also courts are not being able to take and actually take up as many matters as they used to in a single day, because you're connecting, maybe one person slightly late, you have bandwidth issues, technical issues. So all of that together, again, with something that nobody was accustomed to prior to this, and also arguing in court and being present personally in front of the judge being an important factor in many litigation firms and lawyers' mind. I think they've had to adapt substantially with the changing times.
That's right. Could we also see some routine jobs kind of being taken over by technology as well?
Well, the answer to that question is that it will invariably happen, and it's not a factor of COVID. It is actually a factor of technology development and how things will move. So even if you look at how we, for example, manage clients' engagements and all of us, like at least at our firm, we use a CRM software to manage the projects that we run, operate, bill for, etc. Right. So technology is coming in hand. Who would do this ideally? Somebody in your office as an accountant or a clerk would do this, right? So I think all law firms are looking at using technology, and I think there's been a lot of development even on grounds of artificial intelligence and data intelligence, and people are trying to put together a kind of platform that can also customize contracts which are not super difficult. Like that, legal tech is a big sector, and you will see that some of the contracts that don't necessarily require a human mind, right? Such as, say, for example, lease agreements, you know, rent agreements, basic power of attorney documents. There can be so many which are simple, which can be, you know, generated through a legal tech platform, will move there, right? So I think, and I think, you know, also all law firms will start looking at it as a way to be more lean, to be more efficient, to make less errors, right? So, and I think, you know, these are things that are invariably going to be the future, and all industries will have to evolve and make technology their friends and use them to increase efficiency. I think that you can't really supplement a lawyer's job, because a legal profession has a lot to do with trust and the relationship with the client, and, you know, and the knowledge and past experience specific to that client. But I think technology can help us move faster and be more efficient. And, you know, so for example, given what we do, Saraswati, if you know, we do investment transactions, and I definitely think with the right amount of data built in into an AI system, a technology platform can very well create first versions of a term sheet or a subscription agreement or a shareholders agreement. And then the customization, the negotiation could be done by a lawyer on the job, right? So it can save a lot of time if you look at it from this point of view. But I think it's undeniable that it's the future, and all of us need to adapt, learn, and make efficient use of it.
But technology, a lot of it is already started off, right?
Correct. A lot of, yes. Globally, also in India. So you have different kind of legal tech companies which are already using technology to build commonplace contracts, to manage. So we in fact, did a funding round for a company which is managing through a software all multiple job works that, you know, say, for example, I'm a company, I have like 40 locations and I have different matters in different courts and different kind of, you know, agreements, disputes that are happening with each one of those, you know, corporate offices. Then, you know, somebody's built a platform to manage the entire thing and to have everything uploaded. So even if you have different lawyers, vendors working in each of those 40 cities, you still have a common head office overview of where each matter is, where is it listed, what is the status, right? So I think, you know, different kind of solutions are coming. Some are trying to automate contracts and make things simple, make it more cost effective. Some are trying to organize things to make matters more processed and more efficient for the company. So there's a lot of innovation happening in this sector. And I think in the next 10-20 years, you will definitely see it having made a huge impact on the legal fraternity.
Okay. So Roma, just one last question from my side. At Virgin Law, what would be some of the skills that, according to you, are the must-have?
I think that obviously the first answer will be technical knowledge, right? So unless you know what you're talking about, it's very difficult. So we obviously expect, you know, we do corporate law, like I mentioned. So we obviously expect any candidate who's joining us, or, you know, any future team member, to be passionate about law and to know Companies Act, Contract Act, and the technical sides, right? But I think more importantly, the skills that, you know, personally that we really look for as a culture of the firm are leaders. We try and find self-motivated people. We try and find people who are exposed, who are open-minded, who can form relationships, because, you know, we are a completely human-driven, human resource-driven business. So, you know, each team member has to culturally be able to handhold a client and make them feel comfortable. And we try and look for people who kind of resonate those personality types, in addition to just providing good and sound legal advice. And, you know, just people who are passionate, who are, and I think one another factor which is very important, which I personally see as a criteria, is interest and curiosity. So we try and, you know, hire people who show those as traits and are very interested in, you know, the practice area that we are focused in, and have some knowledge and interest, you know, in the broader ecosystem and what are, you know, the developments therein. It, I think, ties up very beautifully together if you look at it from a macro picture.
Sure. Thank you, Roma, for all that. It's
Yeah, thanks, Saraswati. Have a good day.
That wraps up today's episode of FutureWise. If you listeners have any comment to offer or want us to cover any topic, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.